Chapter 14. Silicon Nightmares. The second important Enochian key concerned the nature and properties of the strange element, silicon. The relationship between carbon and silicon, it was revealed, was one of the most important denominators to the problem. The main obstacle was the availability of this and other minerals. To avail this element, and to use it in the correct manner, was not at all in the capability of the Elizabethan intelligentsia, not even to those with alien DNA. Even the beginning steps were nigh on impossible to actualize. Sir John Dee, however, convinced his masters that it could be done, that he had seen the future, and that success was attainable in time. He said that their own lives should be laid down, if necessary, to ensure the glorious endgame. His instructions were that the entire planet Earth would have to be owned and stripped of its natural resources to procure the wealth and power needed to create the means for carrying out their long-term plan. So it is from this time in history and from such a small island that an empire begins. England set out to create its giant exploitative empire, which extended its tentacles to the corners of the world and ruthlessly and efficiently subdued nations and cultures who stood in its way. The Hudson Bay and East India consortiums were founded, the great trade routes opened, and the human slave trade instigated. Countries were then ruthlessly and systematically looted of their natural wealth, which was carried back to England and added to the vast stores that had been sacked during the Roman conquests, the Norman invasion, and the Crusades of previous centuries. Everywhere do I perceive a certain conspiracy of rich men seeking their own advantage under that name and pretext of the Commonwealth. Sir Thomas More, 1478-1535, as the earth in its primitive state is not adopted to our expansion, man must shackle it to fulfill human destiny. Jean Vorst, curator of France's Museum of Natural History, Teilhard de Chardin, who has given us the concept of the new sphere, a level of existence that is to be permanently dominated by human intellect and planning, and which our species must now adapt if it is to fulfill its destiny. Theodore Roschick, Where the Wasteland Ends. Protestantism was crafted as a perfect Lockhart work ethic-oriented religion. It was to engender the appropriate psychological disposition in the masses. It succeeded. Rarely has it been publicly revealed that colonialism is based on a closely guarded, occult agenda. This move of England's aristocracy to launch an empire was the beginning of a new phase in the history of the serpent race. It signaled the beginning of the modern age. The later age of enlightenment and the subsequent industrial age were also stages along the way, each defined by advancement in technology and genocide. The major advances in civilization are processes that wreck the societies in which they occur. Alfred North Whitehead, Civilization Originates in Conquest Abroad and Repression at Home, David Watson.